Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Sherry, your host, and you're watching After Buzzes, So You Think You Can Dance, the Next Generation's After Show. Today, we're talking season 13, episode 12 and 13, the finale. Stay tuned. There's so much to talk about.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my God. Don't we not love that song?
Love it.
It was so emotional tonight. I had to play this song.
Oh, the tears, the emotions. I feel like these are my children.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here to join us to talk about episode 12 and 13, the finale. I'm Sherry Nadell, your host. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Sherry Nadell. And my co-host.
Yes, it is Candace Rice. I go by Pimp Fried Rice. You can find me on Twitter at @PimpFried_Rice. Instagram @PimpFriedRice and Facebook. I'm just Candace Renee Rice. I'm professional on there.
Okay. So I know that we want to delve into the finale because we got a lot to talk about, right?
Yeah.
But we must talk about episode 12 because we weren't here last week for Labor Day weekend. So let's just dive right into that so we got more time to talk about the finale and
yes.
Who won. All right. So Keita started off last week with an African jazz piece. Like, what?
One of my favorite performances. I could not believe how beautifully he executed that. I mean, when he was hitting everything.
And I even wrote down, like, those lifts and those holds. Like, what?
Yes. And then he held her. She's much bigger than he is, okay? So, yes, I was shocked. That was when I was like, you know what? Keita's a star. He's a winner. And despite not being trained, this dude, with the training, yeah. I don't even want to see him on stage.
Yeah.
Like, really?
So, in my notes, I wrote, if I had to judge, I'd like Keita to win right now off this dance. I'm telling you. I'm just saying. I said it last week. But anyhow, so we love that African jazz piece.
Yes.
That was like, it's just amazing to see someone who's just so well-versed in hip-hop to jump into something African jazz so out of their element and just hit it. It makes, if I want to sit there and watch you dance, like, you're doing something right.
And it's literally like almost everything that Keita touches, it's like his gold.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like no matter what style it is. Like the only thing we haven't seen him do what is like ballet. And I'm pretty sure that if we was
close
to see him.
He did some contemporary.
Yeah, he did. But I'm pretty sure if we was to see him do that, and him, he'd probably kill that too.
Seriously.
We love you, Keita.
Yes. So then we get Tate doing a salsa. I'm sorry. That also was like I don't know what happened last episode, but I had a lot of my favorite moments.
Oh.
So Tate comes out in this like hot pink little fringe thing, does some salsa, wraps around the guy's head with these lifts that were insane.
Crazy. Splits out the wazoo. Legs all in the sky. Like she's literally like a little flying spider. Like she's just like, this is what her legs
everywhere. He's
tossing
her around and spinning her around. She just lands. And hits her mark like nobody's business.
It's like there's no ground underneath her.
I mean, last week I was saying, like, I would have loved to see Tate and Keita head-to-head in the top two where you have, you know, your fully trained, amazing dancer Tate against an amazing dancer Keita who's not, you know, well-trained. I shouldn't say, like, trained, but, like, more homeschooled. Is
right.
that the proper way to
right.
say it? You know?
And it's, well, I would say more of like street style. Cause you know,
right.
with hip hop, it's more of like a street style.
Yeah.
It's the, from the history and the culture behind it, you dance off of a feeling, you know, it's just kind of it's a feeling, it's an emotion behind it. And so the fact that he's that incredibly good, I'm just like, what the heck? Like Ed, the winner wins.
Yeah. They're amazing. Then we have Emma do a piece, and it was an adoption piece. Emma playing the daughter, another contemporary piece. You know, they do their daughter, sister,
yeah,
you know, girly thing. Did you love that one? Or
I remember that one specifically. Okay. And I, with Emma, I didn't like that choreography for her.
Okay.
I didn't feel like it challenged her enough. I think it was very simple because more of the moves, from what I remember, was being done by the mentor, not by Emma. I felt like Emma could have done... They could have had Emma doing a lot more. Not that she wasn't capable. I just don't think the choreography allowed for her to.
Right.
So it was a huge emotional piece.
I felt their connection and their sadness.
I just wasn't compared. You got to look at the performances that was last week.
Right.
Compared to the performances,
yeah.
Keita, Tate.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of, even JT's was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, it's because just kind of like, I felt like it wasn't.
It wasn't the stronger
of
the four.
Yeah, it wasn't the stronger of the four because they brought it.
Right.
They did, so.
So that brings us down to JT, who did a Bollywood piece, which I thought was pretty, like, amazing.
It was
also
really good. When he dropped down to his knees and was doing, I don't know what to call those. I don't know what's the correct terminology, the dance terminology for that.
Yeah, I just put like JT, his moves just felt so big.
Yes, it did. And
that backhand spring and like so much energy.
He has so
he's
much
so energy. Talented.
He's such a little firecracker.
Yeah,
little
he fireball. Is. JT, you are amazing. So yeah, you have the top four in episode 12 doing something completely out of their comfort zone. And they all killed it. Like, killed it. Like, I wouldn't even know that that wasn't their specialty.
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
think that that's their thing. You
so
know?
Who do you think executed the their style? The style that's not, you know, theirs the best?
Well, I guess it would go down to Keita and Tate because...
Yeah.
I mean, Tate's never done ballroom.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we're talking, this is a contemporary dancer who's got her leg up in the air and does these wicked, amazing turns. And then she's doing some salsa piece, wrapping around some guy's shoulders, getting spun around on the floor. I mean, it's different.
On top of that.
And a partner.
Yeah,
a
and
partner,
I don't
right?
know if you got that in your notes, but that choreography was phenomenal. I have to give it also to the choreographer.
Yeah.
I did not get her name down, but that was absolutely amazing. Like, that choreography was another that set the stage on fire. And sometimes it's what kind of with dance competitions, it's what it's kind of hard because it's like you could perform and you could be so great, but it also has to do with the choreography as well. So you also have to make sure, you know, like that plays a part into it.
Right.
So, you know, I just think
Tate is so versatile.
She is.
And that's what's so amazing about her is that you give her anything and she just runs with it. She makes it her own.
And you know? I find that, and I think that's what makes her so much more amazing than the average, what's her specialty? Ballet, right? She's a ballerina.
Contemporary ballet. Yeah.
I've noticed with ballerinas, it's very hard for them to do hip hop, to do those moves
and
where
get down and
you
dirty.
Have to get down and dirty because it's not a part of what they've been trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very, I wouldn't say that they're just stiff in other areas and other styles. So for her to be able to open up and literally be able to do anything that's put in front of her, that shows just the type of dancer and the type of star. She's a star. Like, she really is. I don't even want to call her a dancer anymore. She's a star. Like,
Paula kept saying in her first audition that she's a gift from God.
She is. She is.
She has just got the gift. You know when you got it? Tate's got it.
Just got it. You got it.
Tate, you're it.
You're it.
Okay, so then after the JT and his Bollywood, we get Tate again and her mentor doing a contemporary piece to She Used to Be Mine. And that turned right into the leg lifts and her signature leg crack back move. I don't know what we should just call it the tape. I mean, I'm naming her move after her. I wish we had a clip to show it, but I think y'all know if you're watching what I'm talking about when she like puts her leg up and then she puts her back all the way back into like a limber and she's balancing on her left leg and then she just cracks her right leg down. I don't know what you call it. I'm just going to call it the Tate. I don't know if there's a technical term for it, but like, whoa. She's just like ridiculous.
I loved Tate's solo. That was one of my favorites from last week.
Yeah. Pushing boundaries.
Yeah, I couldn't. I just... Can we have a moment of silence for Tate? Thank you. That's all. That's how amazing she is. Okay.
So after Tate, we had Keita perform again. He does his favorite routine with his mentor, Fiction. And what were they doing? Popping and locking. You know, they did one of their favorite moves, their signature moves. So, you know, we know they always bring it.
They always bring it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love you, Keita.
We have nothing else to say. You guys are amazing. Then we had JT, and he comes and performs his favorite routine, which got over 55 million views up until last week.
Wow.
Yeah, on YouTube. It was the mirror piece by Travis. Travis.
Wow.
Yeah, and so such a beautiful piece, emotionally charged. It got a standing ovation. I mean, it's like, I wouldn't be surprised if this piece didn't get an Emmy. Or an Emmy nomination.
Right.
It was, like, that good.
It was that good. And yeah. I also think that his size and his cuteness plays a huge part into it, even with the views. It's just, like, his mentor is so big and so strong and so well put together. And JT is so – he's so little, but it's, like, his energy. He brings it to almost match, yet almost surpasses his mentor.
I really like this piece because it's, like – your reflection in the mirror.
Right.
And even though he's so small, that's how he's portraying himself. But they just get so larger than life.
I know.
It was just so beautiful. It was emotional. It was amazing. It's a Travis piece. We know it's going to be amazing. But they really brought their own characters to it. And it was so good.
It was good. It was one of my, it was one of my favorites.
It was definitely one of the best of the season. Yeah. My favorite dance for JT.
Yes. Yes, of the definitely season. One of my favorites.
Yeah. And then we have Emma doing her favorite routine to Walk Like an Egyptian. And they just tapped it out of the park again, right?
Oh, Emma's so cute. I think Ken is so, Emma's so adorable.
I said, you know, she has so much beautiful training with her tap. She has clean tap moves. Emma can do no wrong when she taps.
I mean,
it's like she was born out of the womb tapping. You know? Like, that girl can tap.
Yeah. Right? One of my things with Emma is I just really feel like I said this earlier on when in the season that I sometimes feel like she out taps her mentor.
I agree with you. That's how good she is.
That's how clean and how beautiful her precision is.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Like looking at when you look at them do the same moves, it's almost like she does it 10 times harder and 10 times matching the precision of the beats. Then sometimes her mentor, not to say anything about her mentor, her mentor is great. She's been great for her. Mm-hmm. They've been a great pair.
Yeah.
But it's almost kind of crazy to watch because you just wonder, like, wow, where will Emma
be? I feel like that with Emma and Tate. I feel like, are they really 10 or 12? Like, seriously, they dance like adults. Like, their technique is just fully charged.
Out of this world. Out of this world.
You know, like they same both way, have such good careers
and
coming.
And it's like the same way with Keita. I'm not too sure about his mentor, how trained he is. Do you know how trained is?
What Fiction?
Is Fiction, yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty, I mean.
Yeah, and so when I see them together on stage, especially since they almost are kind of the same height and same size, close to it, sometimes you can't help but to look at Keita.
Me too.
And the way he execute his moves. And it's like, wow, these kids are coming up there and they are matching adults who have been dancing for probably longer than these kids have been alive.
Yeah, 100%. Keita's facial expressions get me. I just, like, I watch him and I'm like, I want to dance beside this guy. Like, he's so cool and so cute.
Is.
Like, Keita, you got swag, boy, you know?
Swagger. Yeah.
I think that's what he brings to this competition.
He does.
Some
he
swag,
does.
You know? All right. So last week, no one was voted off, right? I mean, I was waiting for them to, like, vote off one person. I thought they were going to have, like, a showdown between the top three. But no one was voted off. And they said they were going to combine last week's votes and next week's votes to the finale to find the winner. Which brings us to the finale. So, okay. This whole episode was like a showcase of the best dances throughout the entire season. Favorites of the judges, favorites of the mentors.
Yeah.
So we're just going to break it down really quickly. I don't think we need to break down the dances because we've all seen it throughout the season. We comment on some of them if they're our favorites.
Yeah.
So it starts off with Nigel. Oh, no, sorry. I'm sorry. It opened up with the top four performing and then the rest of the game.
Everybody comes in. Yeah. I loved it.
That was amazing. They were jumping on beds and it was cute.
And then it was so cool to be able to see everybody from the beginning come in and to see their different styles and to also see why the top four, why they are the top four. Because when you see them all dance together, you really can truly see, like, who are very gifted dancers.
Right.
And in watching all of them, I think they were in all white and they had, like, the little paint things or whatever. They had, like, the little color blotches on their costumes. And, you know, so they all looked alike, but you cannot help but to look at Tate. You can't help but to look at right. Emma. You can't help but to look at Keita. You know, you can't help but to look at those. Even Ruby. I kept my eyes on Ruby the entire time,
too. I couldn't stop looking at Tahani.
Tahani, too. Yeah, Tahani.
I mean, it's like, so many good ones. So good.
Yes. Yes. So it's like looking at all of them, you really see, like, who was born to dance.
Yeah. But it's like they all should have won. I mean, I know. How do you pick one? I know it's a competition, but I had to pick, I would pick them all.
I know.
They all deserve to win.
However, okay, so let me ask you this. Who do you think the top four should have consisted of? Do you think that those both were accurate?
Or I think Tahani should have been in the top four, and maybe definitely. JT not in the top four.
Definitely.
I think Tate deserved to be, I think they all deserve to be there, but I think, you know, Tate, Keita, Emma and Tahani would have been my top four. Or I'm sorry, even Jordan. I really love Jordan.
I love Jordan too. I think Jordan went too soon.
Yeah,
I think my top four definitely would have been Keita, Tate, Tahani, and I'm you know, I'm a fan of Daniela. I felt like Daniela left too soon.
Oh my God, she was out way too soon. She had so much more to offer.
She does. Yeah. And watching them perform, she did the ballroom piece in which they were, you know, they were representing that style of dance this week, kind of showcasing it and how it played its part in the season. And you can't help but to watch her. Like, she came and she gave it. And I'm just like, why did she get eliminated? Like, what were we thinking, America?
I know. She got eliminated way too soon. And I think maybe it's because when you see someone who's so good, people forget to vote. They just think they're automatically being there.
Right, right.
And this is a voting competition. People have to vote to keep them in. So, unfortunately, sometimes that's what happens. You know?
Oh, no. Sometimes I wonder. I'm like, do the producers or anything have anything to do with it?
Maybe,
because I thought it was kind of interesting that the top four was four different styles.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was because if you think about it, if Tahani would have been in the top four, that would have been two hip-hop dancers.
Well, wait. If we rewind to some of the beginning, remember, I think it was down to Shaden and Daniela or something like that. And they picked Shaden over Daniela. Forgive me if I'm wrong. I just remember in the beginning the judges were picking and they weren't letting America's votes in.
Yeah, I just...
So maybe.
And then I know everybody thought I was mean because they thought I was too hard on Shaden, but I was just a huge fan of Daniela. I saw her talent and I really felt like she could have executed. It's just like you really just don't know because she didn't get the opportunity to do the contemporary and to do the jazz.
Maybe they would throw her African jazz,
exactly.
Bollywood.
And she could have been phenomenal. But, you know, hey, that was you guys' vote. Daniela, she's still cute, though.
But you know what? She'll go far.
I'm sure
we'll see her again. A lot of the ballroom dancers end up on Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
Maybe we'll see her there.
Hey.
You know? All right, so Nigel picks his favorite dance. He kicks off the show, and he picks a choreographed piece that Keita did. And he was just blown away that a 12-year-old, Keita, actually choreographed such an incredible piece. And so the first performance was Keita and Fiction to I Can Make You Feel. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and so swag.
Amazing.
What else? How do you describe that?
I mean, when it comes to Keita doing his style, there's really almost nothing that you can say.
He looks so comfortable just up there doing his thing. Like, it just comes natural to him, right? Like, he's not trying. It's just Keita,
right? It is. I think dancing is really really a part of his being.
Yeah.
And he said himself that his entire family dances.
Yeah.
And so you just can't, with that type of foundation.
Well, I'm going to cry.
Oh.
Okay.
And
let's save it to the end.
Me and Sherry are crybabies, you guys. Like, she and I were both crying before the show.
Let's not spoil it for everybody.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Sorry.
Okay. So next we have, they did a So You Think You Can Dance 2016 yearbook where they did a glimpse of all the dancers and the funniest moments, and then they did the top four hilarious moments.
Mm-hmm.
There were some hilarious moments, like Tahani barfing on Paula. What did she call it? Her happiness? I don't know how happy I'd be if someone barfed on me, but...
Yeah, but she handled it very well, though. She wasn't a diva about it, so that was good.
She's a professional.
Yeah, she was very professional about it, because, you know, some people probably would have been like, oh, my God, like,
Yeah.
I don't even know this kid like
I
that.
I know. It's like, we shouldn't be laughing at that, but it's kind of funny.
It is funny.
It was a funny moment. What else was one of your favorite, funniest moments?
One of my funniest was when they showcased the performance, actually the performance with JT and his mentor,
Mirror.
And they did the prank and they had the producer come in and they didn't let him know about it. And so he goes, looks in the mirror and it's like this guy, which the producer, he's more of a bigger guy. He's a little more curvy. And it was hilarious. I thought that was funny. I thought that was really
funny. Tell us what your favorite, funniest moments were, because there were so many.
There is so many. And like these kids have like, they're not even just great dancers. They have wonderful personalities. They're hilarious. Like kids are funny. They are. Yeah. And they have almost kind of have no filters. So.
Yeah. Oh, you know one of the funniest where they were showing each of the top four doing these odd little skits. Mm-hmm. But my favorite was when Emma was tapping and it showed her on top of another apartment and she was voted most likely to annoy her neighbors.
I thought that was hilarious.
Was perfection. Like, you know, I thought that was
hilarious. That's cute.
That was so cute. Like, good idea, producers. I like the yearbook theme. Yeah. That was super cute.
It was cute.
Then JT does his solo to Feeling Good by Michael Bublé. I mean, that was one of my favorite solos, for sure, of his performances. It was so well done.
Yes, and you got to really see why JT made it as far as he did.
Yeah. Because people doubted him in the beginning.
They did. And honestly, I had doubts about JT because I felt like this was a competition of who is the best dancer. And I felt like JT was getting far because he was cute and he was small and he has that smile and he has that that appeal to America just because he has that underdog appeal. So people are just going to vote for him. But at the end of the day, I'm looking at the dancing.
Right.
And I sometimes kind of felt like JT, although he is a great dancer, and I did take into consideration his age, I just thought that his moves could be cleaner. Mm-hmm. But his growth has been great. It's been phenomenal.
And you know what I like about him? He takes constructive criticism so well.
Especially for his age, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he listens, he takes it in, he comes back, he fights harder, you know? And it's like, that's something you really have to admire about him at that age.
Yeah, and so to see his solo, I was like, wow, it really shut me up. I was like, you know what? This kid, although he's so small and although he hasn't been on the planet for nearly as long as his competition, you know, like he really brought it. And I now see why America have taken him this far. I was like, wow, this kid is talented.
Yeah. Amazing job, JT. Then Maddie the judge picks her favorite piece, and it was Tate doing the salsa with Jonathan, which we just talked about last week's episode.
One of my
favorites. Because she just kills it. It's so out of her comfort zone, and you see her just, you know, even the song they picked, it makes you want to go to a salsa club.
I know,
and
it just makes you just erupt with just emotion and excitement. And to be honest with you, that salsa piece, that's one of my favorite from the season.
Me too, hands
down. One of my favorites from the season.
Yes.
Like, I can't.
Yes.
The costumes, her hair, what she did, the traditional, the hairstyle, the up, the down, and her attitude and her spunk. I'm like, man.
She even did, like, sexy face.
She did. She did the, you know, she did, you know, the Ruby face. Because, you know, Ruby does the, you know.
I love this dance. I know why Maddie picked it as her favorite. It's a showstopper.
It is.
Honestly, Tate, my Canadian girl, you need to take up some more salsa. Seriously, I know you love contemporary, but like, girl, give ballroom a chance.
I can only imagine the opportunities that are going to come to these kids after this show. Like, it's going to be like limitless. Like, they're going to get management. They're about to be in music videos, probably AT&T commercials. I don't know why you do. I don't know why they do.
I don't know, but it's going to launch their career.
You know, whatever. Just regular commercials. They're going to be everywhere.
Well, they have a lot of commercials that have a lot of dancers in it. Like, what is it? Like Old Navy? They do a lot
of those. Yeah. So I'm like, to wear these, even though if they didn't win, like the opportunity and the eyes that are going to be on them now because of this show, it's a blessing. So they really are winners.
Like, even if you don't win the trophy, you're still winning. You know, there's past performers that didn't win the title, but have gone further than some of the winners. So it's really how much you put in after the show. Do you continue dancing? Do you continue that fire burning inside you? Or you just kick back and go, I didn't win. I'm going to go back home and sulk. You know, it's what are you going to do after this? What are you going to take away from it and go from here?
You know what I could see? Like, what I could see for like the hip hop dancers, like Kida and Tahani, which I think Tahani's career is gonna be like
on fire
after this. Like, yeah, she may not have been. I don't know. I don't know if she's gonna win, but. Homegirl is about to get deals out the wazoo. I can see it because she's not just a good dancer. She has like this personality and like this thing that lights up. You can look at her face and just tell that she lights up when she gets on stage. And
she's got
like her performance quality is great. Her legs, like you can just tell, like she's put in a lot of work.
And she can get down and dirty and fly. Like she hits those moves like her mentor.
Yeah. Yeah,
when you see them dance together, you're just like, they're meant to be dancing together. They're so good.
I love her. So
I would love to do a hip hop dancer class with Tahani.
Exactly.
Like, or even if Tahani was teaching it. Oh my God.
I want to see Tahani or Kida like in Jabberwockies. I don't know if you know Jabberwockies.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
Jabberwockies.
Like everybody knows Jabberwockies. Yeah. You know, the winners of America's, the first winners of America's Best Dance Crew. I could see like them taking Jabberwockies, tagging them, and like putting some little mask on them, and watch them just
have like
execute.
A mini Jabberwockies,
like little mini Jabberwockies, and oh my gosh! That'd and be what cool. are they? They perform what in Vegas? They perform in Vegas,
they did.
Right?
I actually saw them perform last year at Halloween Horror Nights at Universal
really?
Studios. They're going to be there again this Friday. It's kicking off. If you want to see them, Jabberwockies. They have rocked this world. You never know. They got a Vegas show.
Exactly.
Come on. You never know what comes after these shows.
Exactly. So I can really, I could see Jabberwockies calling up little Tahani or Kida, like, hey, you want to be part of our show? Like, that would be.
I think we should make a group and invite them.
We should. We should.
I swear I can dance. So then we have Paula's first favorite dance, and it was Jordan and Sasha. I was really shocked that she picked that because I felt like they were all picking the top four.
Yeah.
But when
yeah.
she said Jordan, I was so happy because I've also been a big fan of Jordan this whole way through.
Jordan.
And so
I loved Jordan.
They did a choreo by Brian Friedman to The Light That Never Fails, and it's just a contemporary, emotional, emotionally charged, strong dance. And it was one of my favorites. For sure one of my favorites that Jordan did.
Yeah. I get so sad when I think of Jordan because I felt like she should have went further. I really do. Like, her getting eliminated was so unexpected. It just kind of came. You weren't really looking for her at the time to get eliminated. And I felt like there was so much more she could have showed. And so, I love
Jordan. I know.
You
only have, what, an hour, 2 hours every Monday? It sucks.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, Jordan.
Oh, we miss Jordan.
We miss you, Jordan.
Then Tate does her solo. Oh, my God. And Paula, again, they show this clip like 10 times. That she's a gift from God. You are. We all know it. But, yeah, she does her solo, which was interesting in that, what was it, in the blue suit?
In the blue suit. And you see how, like, how long and how beautiful and how, I don't know, how poised she is.
Yeah.
And that ending move that she did to complete her solo, like, when she did, like, a halfway split.
On the ground. Yeah.
And she literally looks like an animal. It was just kind of like.
She looked like a lizard?
Something like that. It's just like she looked like this long animal. And I'm just like.
And she just held it and looked at you, right?
And I'm just like, this is so amazing. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just need to win.
Yeah, seriously.
So, yeah, and she's so versatile because they put her in this, they put her in that suit and they pull her hair back and you see the all-around beauty that she is and the presence that she has. So it's like she doesn't need the hair. She doesn't need the fancy dress or the fringes or anything. I love it when they put the girls in that type of position on stage because you're able to just be 100% you and leave you on the stage. And I love that about Tate. She's so real. I love you, Tate. If you want to come to AfterBuzz and talk, please come.
Yeah.
We Call love us. You. Gollus.
So then Jason Derulo picks his favorite dance, which was Emma and Gabby. And it was to the song Salute. Very strong, powerful tap.
Yes.
You know, very right?
Yes.
Is that how you would describe it?
More like tap, 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 tap.
Yes.
Oh, so, I mean, what can you really say? It's just, it was just all around. It was great.
It wasn't my favorite tap dance of them.
It wasn't my favorite either.
But it was really well done.
Of course. It's always well done. It's little Emma. Yeah. It's always well done.
She's like a little power tapper.
Yeah, she is. She is. And the way she hits her moves, it's like she hits them with such confidence. And the precision is so on point. I'm just like, how old is she?
Oh, young.
How old is Emma? Is Emma, what, 10?
Yeah.
10?
10, 11.
10, 11?
Yeah.
Whatever. So, yeah.
Sorry, we're being silly. Okay, so after Emma... Oh, we have a performance of all the hip hop. So they started inserting all the genres into like groups.
Yeah.
So we have a group dance of the hip hoppers, Tahani, Kida, Shaden, and it was so cool.
It was amazing. It was really awesome. Yes,
I like that they did that. They put everybody together in their own genres and they just like let them let loose, which was pretty cool.
It was cute. I like it.
And then they bring back Emma to do her solo tap, which is like, I mean, she ends it. I don't know how many spins that girl does on her tap. She was like, oh, I was trying to count. I was like, 10, 11. I don't even know. I lost count.
Losing it. Yeah, no. Right? When she ended that performance, I was like, wow, man. Yeah. Emma is just everything. Yes. Like, she shook up the stage. And it's so hard to do that. Sometimes you feel so limited with tap because, you know, it's not, it's more so about your feet and your movements and the sound. And so when she comes through and she delivers and then she hits that pose at the end, she's like, I was like, oh.
She's so good.
Emma's so good. Yeah.
Then Catherine and Tate do Catherine's favorite, which was to The Gift, which was a contemporary piece, and it was also amazing and flawless, as always. And they're always killing it together, those two.
Always.
Was that the one in the yellow dress?
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a really good one.
It was so good. But, I mean, like...
They look like they were going to cry or something. Like, it's their last dance together. Oh, my God.
They're so good at with the facial expressions and everything else. I think that's what they made the joke about them being the most dramatic duo. In the yearbook when they were going back. And, you know, they're replaying all of their good moments. And, yeah, the contemporary. Yeah. I guess it'll bring that out of you.
Well, so then right after that, they had a huge compilation of all the best moments that makes us cry. Right?
Oh my gosh.
They did like a best moment of everything from the whole season, and you're just like, what?
Why do they gotta do that? I was in tears. Yeah. I cried. I cried.
That piece about Kida and his father passing away. I mean, I just, every time I see that, I want to break down because, you know, sometimes you take things for granted, you know, and you just don't know when you're going to lose a loved one, and he is just handling it like a champ. You know?
He is. And then when he also went into detail when he said that right after his father died that he found a note in his pocket that was just like, keep praying, planning, and I believe pushing. I don't remember the last word. But, y'all. Ooh. Ruined my makeup.
Okay. I'm sorry. If we keep talking, we gonna cry.
Yeah, I know. So, I know. So I'm a crybaby.
So then the top 10 perform with Maddie Ziegler, which was super cool. They did a Mandy Moore routine dressed up as fairies. It was super interesting.
Very interesting.
Not my favorite, but interesting and cool and different.
Yeah, it was right? different. I like the setup of the stage, the little lights, the decorations.
The costumes were great. Yeah. And the makeup.
Absolutely great. Makeup wonderful. Watching Maddie.
Yeah, Maddie's so good.
Yes, she's so good. Yeah. Like, you couldn't help but to watch her.
Yeah.
All of it. It was such a great performance. I would say it's not my favorite, but it was very interesting. Yeah. Something more for like a theater performance or something.
You know what's funny?
Like
Mandy Moore, her routines are always amazing.
Yeah.
How do you even top a Mandy Moore routine, you know? Like, she's done so many amazing ones that are like, just unforgettable. So, you know, we love every routine of hers. This was okay.
It was more of a story.
Yeah.
And it was more more creative.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was necessarily meant 100% to entertain. You have those performances and those choreographies that are meant to entertain, and then you have ones that are meant to tell a story, ones that are meant to ignite emotion. So I think that it was one of those. It was more of a creative piece, maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it was still great.
Yeah, it was still great. Very well done. And to have the top 10 perform together
was awesome. Yeah.
Aww. And then we get Kida doing his solo to Boogie Brothers. And what did I write? I just said, I just like want to dance when I see him because he's so cool.
His moves
are just like I say, like they just like it just comes out of him like it's normal.
Yeah, and his isolations have also gotten much better throughout the season. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that I really love. I love seeing the growth in those kids and in the dancing, because when you can grow from it, because like, I can honestly say that some of them, they're good, you know. Ruby is what, one of the top ballroom dancers.
Yeah, she won like junior title.
Basically, she's amazing. Yeah. So, you know, like you have those that are good, and they're bringing their great skills to the competition. But then when you can see the dancers who are growing, like JT and Kida, I think that's just one of the best things to watch, because you build this relationship with them. And I also think I always say that, like, you know, JT's cuteness got him far, but I think that that America really fell in love with the fact that JT was getting better with every single week. And
I think that's why the public loves Kida.
Yes. And seeing Kida just be able to do everything, and to see him getting better. Like, I remember when Kida first did his performance, those isolations were not as clean as they are now. So for somebody that was not necessarily trained, I guess you could say he trained now.
So then it went back to the beginning, starting again with Nigel picking his second favorite. So they kind of did this thing where they're just showcasing the best dances of the season.
Yeah.
So Nigel's second favorite, he chose a Broadway routine, the one that JT did with Robert. And again, not my favorite.
Wasn't my favorite either.
Right?
It was okay.
Okay, let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, it was okay. It was cool.
So then next, I'm sorry. We don't mean to offend Broadway.
Yeah, no, it was okay. Like, it was cool, you know.
I was like, let's see the next dance.
Okay.
Sorry, we're trying to make light of a sticky situation.
Right.
So next was the ballroom group dance. Woo! Ruby, Jake, Daniela, they brought Daniela back.
You know I'm team Daniela.
I didn't want them to stop dancing. Let's just say that. That was like one of my favorite group dances ever.
It was.
I want to see more ballroom group dances.
Good. Right? Oh my goodness. Okay. So you know, everybody knows I'm about to talk about Daniela, because I love Daniela, and I do not apologize for it. Okay. I love her. She should have went further. Okay. All right. I feel some type of way about this. I still do. You remember how angry I was?
Let it out. I am still angry.
I love you, Daniela, and I think that she was one of the best in that performance. I'm sorry, I couldn't stop looking at her.
Yeah, she is amazing. I wanted to see more of her. It's too bad.
Daniela, I'll go find you on YouTube somewhere, you know. I'll watch your dances. Yeah. You'll get my view.
But even Jake, it was good to see him come back.
I know!
Right?
He's such a little flirt.
Yeah,
he knows
how to move those hips. You know? Like, wait till he gets older. I mean, he's going to take the stage, you know? Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. So after that, we had the top four on the stage. And this was the first of the results for the finale.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they don't even give you a minute to, like, settle in and, like, take a breath. They're just like, here's the top four. And what did they say? They just went right into the vote off. And they were just like, Emma, you're number four.
And I
wasn't even, like,
I was shocked.
Prepared for that.
I was like, what? I mean, let's be honest, you guys.
We didn't think Emma was going to get voted number four.
We didn't. Okay. I honestly thought it was going to be
JT.
But, you know, hey, JT has that cuteness.
Yeah.
He has that personality. And he has all of that that goes into his performance quality. And I think that took him really, really, really far.
Do you think America just doesn't love tap as much?
Honestly, I think so. I think so. It's very hard to fall in love with tap if you don't do it and you don't understand it. Mm. So it's not as visually interesting to watch as maybe ballet or somebody just moving all
or
over the place. Yeah. So it's just.
I think it was Nigel. I'm not sure who said it this episode, but they said, I think you brought back tap, though.
Yes,
I think you brought a lot more viewers. I think you have a lot more followers of tap now, because she made it look so fun.
She
did. And not so, like, old and boring. It was, like, updated and new.
Yeah.
And modern. You know?
It is. And so then we have to, and then what's after that?
Oh, so then we got the guest ballet dancer. I'm sorry if I say this wrong. Sergei Polonin.
Oh, yeah.
That he did that amazing ballet dance in that little outfit. I don't know.
I kind of call it like the Jesus
outfit. Or the caveman
like
thing?
Yeah, like it's like one of the first outfits ever created. But he was good, though.
He was amazing.
He was good. He was like, hey, you think my outfit's weird? Watch me come up here and murder the stage. Right. Like, and he was good.
Did 50 spins in a row with his leg out pointed perfectly.
I know. Like, I was like, okay, I see you, yeah. Tarzan. Okay.
I was like, but it was so weird. It was just out of the blue. Like, here's a ballet guest, and then he's off the stage, and that was it. And it was weird. It was like, I felt like it didn't really jive. If you're gonna have a guest, I don't know. I thought they might have needed a few guest dancers.
Yeah, like I don't know. Maybe
they. And just... like, I'm sorry, like to have like almost half naked man with all these little children.
I know. And then like his
what?
You know, he only had on like some little underwear. Like that was it. And so you could kind of see some of his.
I felt nervous for
and
that.
Some of his stuff, and I was like, oh my goodness! I wanted to be like Emma, cover your eyes, like. Oh, goodness.
I felt awkward.
I did.
They must have felt awkward in there. I'm sorry. Y'all have to agree with us on that.
But he did a wonderful job. He did.
Beautiful dancer.
Wonderful
Beautiful.
Dancer.
Amazing.
Wonderful dancer.
Yeah. Okay.
So. Okay.
We got all giggly with that one. Okay.
I was like, Sergio, where your clothes at? You can put on no longer tights. Like
I can't. I'm dying.
A bodysuit, something like that. We got kids in the building. I bet Emma saw something. She didn't see
that. Okay. We are not going there. We're going to move right along to Paula's second favorite, which was the Argentinian tango with Ruby and Paul, which was also one of my favorites of the season.
Yes.
Holy Shazam.
Crash, Shazam.
You know why? I'm sorry. That was really awesome. I really love Paul.
Yes, I do too. But we have to come to the winner. We've got to come to the...
We're not there yet.
I know,
No, it's almost time. So we got... No, then we get Kat Daly. She gets her favorite pick.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we can't forget about Kat.
Let's just follow my notes. So, yeah, she picks the all-star group dance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I mean, I love this dance, but I feel like... She was told to pick that. Why would that be your favorite of the whole season out of all the kids?
But, you know, I think that they were all, like, I think production and all of that had a lot to do with, like, who picked
what favorite dance.
Yeah, just because
of
the order of the show.
But that's so scripted and planned and not authentic.
Yeah, but,
you know, if it's your favorite, be honest. Say what your favorite is. You know, but
we know how television works. You know?
Ratings.
All about the ratings. All
right. Then we get Fiction and Kida, and Fiction chooses him doing. Well, actually, he said his favorite dance that Kida did was the Paso Doble, which I agree. That was like.
It was very good.
Wow.
That was when he wowed me officially for the season.
Yeah.
When he did that.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. But he chose to do the Buzz dance with him.
Yeah.
So he chose to do their genre.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, he's not going to do a Paso Doble. With Kida, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
So then we have the contemporary group dance, Jordan, Tate, JT, and they had Emma in there, which was interesting.
Very interesting.
You know why? I guess it's just clicking now because there's no group tap, right?
Like, yeah. So, you know.
They threw her in there, but it was beautiful.
It was wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful. I loved it.
Yeah. It was really good. I love this little group thing that they did to showcase the genres. I really liked it. I think contemporary is one of my favorite.
It is. It's definitely one of mine. And you really see, I think it also, like, the precision that goes into it. You see how talented the performer is.
Yeah.
And also, there's also so much emotion that goes into contemporary, too. Yeah. I've fallen in love with it.
It's a story.
I've fallen in love with it, most definitely.
So then we have Jason Derulo's second favorite, which was Tahani and Comfort, where they do I'm going down,
the opening
and
song.
And they have the wall and that whole thing. And
yes.
We were just like, is it like contemporary hip hop? Like, whatever it was.
It was good. Whatever it was, whatever you call it, it doesn't even matter.
Like,
I could press rewind
on that dance and just rewind and press play.
Feel like the emotion just coming through the television, just watching it. Like you can just
and they like bounce off the bed and bounce back up, and they're just like they hit every
and
move.
Their energy just goes so well together. Yeah. It's Tahani's such a star. She's a star.
She's a bright, shining star. Okay, so then we have the all-star choice. Gabby chooses her little Emma to do We Will Rock You. So they did their tap dance to We Will Rock You, which, you know, safe, really good. Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, we liked it.
We did. We loved it.
So then they bring on the top three and they eliminate Tate. Okay. And I literally had to take our headphones off and just sit in silence for a minute.
I was sad.
Because my Canadian girl got cut. Okay. I was really sad. I thought for sure she's going to make it in the top two.
Had to have been the top two. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? No, this doesn't make sense. Like,
because she's, you know what it is? Like, she's like the best technical dancer, but this is America's favorite dancer. So,
exactly.
You know,
maybe America just wasn't feeling her as much. I don't know. Yeah.
Or they didn't vote because they thought she's so damn amazing that there's no way she was going to get it. Not win.
Exactly.
You know? But we know Tate's going way far in her career.
Most definitely.
I'm not worried. Definitely. She's not going to go away. She's going to be back. And I don't know. I just know she's going to do well.
She is. Know? And then Tate came back and she performed with Kida, right?
So it was Maddie's last pick and her favorite was Tate and Kida doing hip hop.
Got you.
And so I wrote in my note, like, although we loved it, like, what a star performer she has to be cut. Crying, watch her little clips of from beginning to end, and then have to come back on the stage and perform hip hop, happy hip hop.
I know that's hard. I couldn't have done it.
What,
like, if I would have lost,
that girl has.
She has a lot of charisma. Because if it was Pimp Fried Rice, I would have been like, oh, I'm mad, I'm angry. I would have left the building. Like, you know. She's wonderful.
She's a
attitude.
Team player.
Wonderful attitude. That's
wonderful
great.
Attitude. Not bitter. Not sad. She just went back up there and performed. She's a world-class performer
and very professional.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I would have left.
We are so sad to see you cut a number three, but like we always say, and like the judges say, like, just because you don't win the title, it doesn't mean that you're not winning, you know.
Exactly.
Like, you have got so much out of this, and I just can't wait to see more from her. Yeah.
I'm ready.
So then All-Star Robert chooses JT to do their dance, to stand in the light. Okay, forget it. She doesn't want to talk about the last dance.
No, we've got to.
We do the showdown, and it's JT against Kida. And they don't even do like the second runner up. They just say, and your America's favorite dancer is Kida. So happy. Like I said last episode, I was like, it's gonna be Kida after that African jazz. But
yes,
you know, it's his story. Oh wait, and then they pan to the mother,
whose face, her emotion, her expression, like,
shock.
I wouldn't be surprised if that didn't go viral. She couldn't believe her son had won, and it's
yes she won. I'm sorry, I'm just so emotional about this because I'm so happy Kida won. He won $250,000, and that I'm sure is gonna go to him and his family.
Exactly.
We know your father was there watching, dancing with
he's
you.
So proud,
you know, so proud. And that's just what was so my favorite moment. I'm so
most
happy Kida
definitely.
Won. I'm happy with this. I'm happy with this decision.
We love you, Kida. You are so talented.
Yes. And then one more thing was Nigel was saying they don't even know next season if they're going to do So You Think You Can Dance the Next Generation or go back to the adults. We will wait and see. Put in the comments below if you think they should continue with the Next Generation next season. Yes. Also, if you're happy with the winner, who did you think should have won if you didn't think it was Kida, right?
Yes. Right. Let us know. Like, come on, if you were a Daniela fan like me.
Yeah, or do you agree with us? We're so happy about Kida. Anyways, thank you so much for watching us this whole entire season.
It's been an amazing season.
Yes, AfterBuzz thanks you. We thank you. Please tune in next season, whichever it's going to be, the Next Generation or the adults. We thank you for watching, being such loyal fans. Again, I'm Sherry Nadell, your host. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at Sherry Nadell.
I'm Candace Renee Rice. You can find me on Instagram at _PimpFriedRice.
Again, thank you so much for watching.
We love you.
Bye.
Congratulations, Kida.
Yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.